lives develop habits, so do those who serve them. After enough years, you notice when a space behaves incorrectly. This is Record 3, filed after nightfall, during an unscheduled return to the upper galleries. The discrepancy noted in the previous record has not resolved itself. It has begun to orient things. There is a belief among archivists that the archive is passive, that it merely holds what is given to it. This is incorrect. The archive responds to pressure. When material is added, it expands. When material is removed, it compensates. Shelves are repurposed. Stone is redistributed. Indexes learn to lean away from absence. Tonight, I encountered a shelf that has not learned. West Gallery, second tier. The shelving unit conforms to no current cataloging standard. Its dimensions are slightly irregular. Its stone supports bare load scars inconsistent with the volumes it currently carries. The identifying glyph, faint, nearly worn smooth, corresponds to a classification that does not appear in any surviving index. I verified this 3 times. The shelf is not empty. It holds unremarkable material. Duplicated regional maps, revised travel accounts, corrected editions of texts that exist elsewhere in better condition. The kind of material used to stabilize gaps, safe, non-reactive, easily explained. But shelves, like records, remember what they were built to hold. This one was constructed to carry far more weight than it now bears. I examined the stonework. The shelf was installed during the same architectural phase as the earliest references to the thin century. The mortar composition matches, the chisel patterns align. The surrounding masonry shows no sign of collapse, replacement, or structural apology, which means the shelf itself has never been removed. Only its contents have. This distinction matters. When material is lost accidentally, through fire, flood, or rot, the space adapts. Shelves are dismantled. Stone is rebalanced. Indexes are revised to accommodate what no longer exists. None of that has happened here. The space has been preserved, quietly, faithfully, as if awaiting a return that was never intended to occur. I searched for documentation of the shelf's original contents. There is none. No removal order. No transfer ledger. No marginal notation indicating hazard or containment. Only a single phrase, repeated in 3 inherited catalog fragments, each copied by different hands in different centuries, housed as received, which implies the material arrived intact and was later taken intact. There is a principle taught to apprentices in their first year. Absence leaves residue. When something is deliberately removed, the archive does not forget it immediately. The stone remembers pressure. The wood remembers balance. The indexes remember expectation. This shelf carries residue consistent with prolonged use. Material consulted, moved, returned. Knowledge handled, not sealed. Whatever was taken from here was not dangerous in isolation. It became dangerous later. Standing there, I permitted myself a thought I have been trained not to entertain, that the archive may be preserving not only what remains, but the shape of what was removed, that the silence is not a failure of preservation. It is a form of it. I have logged the shelf as structurally anomalous. No corrective action has been taken. For now, it remains, bearing the wrong weight, holding the wrong books, and occupying space with quiet insistence. This is Record 3, filed under Structure